It's kind of neat when you find home, man. This world's putting so much pressure, peer pressure. You know, peer pressure is not just among kids.
Right.
There's peer pressure among adults also.
Right.
You go somewhere and you try to fit in.
Yep.
Become what everybody else is so they'll accept you.
Oh.
I'm glad we're in a place where we can just come and be who we are. John chapter number 10. I'm gonna do my best to turn this sermon into a thought and just share a thought with you quickly this morning. Give me, I don't know, I'm afraid to say. Give me a minute. And I'll try to develop this little thought this morning, and I promise I'll be brief if you'll just be patient. It's amazing how we can testify and sing for an hour and nobody gets antsy. But you open that Bible and people start looking.
Yeah.
Is he really going to preach? This ought to be the part we're looking forward to. That singing and that testifying ought to build up to the gospel. Hallelujah. John chapter number 10. If you're there, say amen. Look at verse number 24. The Bible said, I'm in the wrong place. It didn't say that. I just realized that. Here we go. Verse number 24. The Bible said, then came the Jews round about him. He said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly.
Amen.
I got to leave that alone. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not.
Right.
The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Amen. By the way, that's what we've seen this morning. The works that he's done bears witness of him. Not Jason Crow, not Miss Michelle, not that. It's been the Lord Jesus. He said, those works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. In verse 26, he said, but ye believe not. Because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. You know, there's some sitting here this morning. It wouldn't make a difference how many lives you saw change.
That's right.
You've done come to a place where you've decided, I'm not accepting, I'm not believing, I'm not. Hey, what's it going to take?
Amen.
You get a hold of your heart. That don't stir you up. You don't see a little teenage boy running a lap around the room because his mama's off the drug. That don't do something for you this morning, something's wrong.
Amen.
He said, you believe not because you're not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Verse 27, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them, say the next two words, eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. For my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Verse number 30, he said, I and my Father are one. Yesterday, I drove to Dallas and spent some time in the nursing home. And I went and sat with Miss Joanne Ferguson for a little bit. Today's her birthday. She's 84 years old today. And we sat and rejoiced and wept a little bit together and prayed together. But then I was looking for somebody else in the nursing home, and she wasn't in her room, and I thought maybe she was just out visiting her or whatever. So I walked around that nursing home for a little while. When you get 53, that's depressing.
Yeah. I know that's
right. Walked around and I saw all those little elderly people.
Yeah.
Sitting in their wheelchairs and That's just it. And I thought about the briefness of life.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, you live your whole life and that's it?
Yeah.
I'm glad for the child of God that ain't it.
Amen.
I'm glad that wheelchair and drooling in the hall and the nursing home and waving at everybody that walks by. I'm glad, Brother Tommy, that ain't the end.
Yeah.
Woo! For us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
There is a commercial, I'm going to switch gears here. There's a commercial on TV that I think about this verse this passage every time I see that commercial. And it's the Allstate insurance commercial. You can't believe everything you see on TV. But they end that commercial, Brother Todd, and it has a pair of hands reaching out like that. And it says, "Are you in good hands?"
Yeah.
With Allstate. Are you in good hands with Allstate? I'd like to stand and testify this morning. No, I am not.
That's right.
But I am in good hands this morning. Just for a second, I want to preach this thought. Are you in good hands this morning? Who holds your life in their hands? I'm glad my life is not dependent on an insurance agent in an office somewhere that doesn't even know my name, don't even know where I live. I'm glad my life's in the hands of the one that holds the entire universe in his hand this morning. We were little, Bro Spartan, we sing that song. He's got the whole world in his hands. And by the way, he still does. The Bible said the earth is his footstool. I serve a mighty big God this morning. Insurance, I guess it's important. Brother John is my insurance agent right there. Well, if something happens and it ain't covered, y'all blame him. No pressure. My refrigerator leaked unbeknownst to us and rotted our kitchen floor. I called Brother John and he said, "We'll get it took care of." They came out, turned out this big time gross mold up under our house. What I thought was a little repair turned out to be a huge repair. I told my wife for weeks it's just a little piece of rotten wood looked like in our dining room. She said, "Call Brother John." I said, "No, that ain't big enough for an insurance claim." I said, "I can fix that in about 10 minutes. What I thought that I could handle was way bigger than what I thought it was. I'm glad I was insured. Because I could never afford to fix what was underneath. Oh my goodness. Let me say it again. I could have never afforded, Brother Charles, to fix what was underneath that I didn't even know was there. But it was the underlying problem, and then we begin to see it surface on the inside of the house.
Amen.
Oh yeah.
A lot of times what we might think is just a little bitty thing, there's something way under bigger up underneath.
That's right.
And that thing's growing.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm getting bigger every day.
Yep.
I'm glad I was covered.
Amen.
I'm glad I was covered.
Amen.
But there's a portion of my life that Brother John can't help.
Yeah.
He can't cover. Several years ago, my wife and I sat down and realized that I was getting older. She's never aged. She lies to me about her age. Can y'all believe that? I know what year she was born. I say, "Honey, how old will you be your birthday?" She'll lie every single time. But she don't lie, she feels. But we realized that I was getting older. We called our insurance agent that has our life insurance, and we got to finagling with our coverage and all that kind of stuff, and it dawned on me, I'm worth way more dead than I am alive. I looked at that coverage, Brother Charles, how much she gets if I die. And I thought, I'm scared to go to sleep with one. I secretly go out and dull all the kitchen knives and hide the guns. But I thought about, in death, I'm covered.
Yeah.
But you know, realistically, that ain't my life insurance.
Yeah.
That life insurance, I don't get a thing out of it. I'm paying for it till I die. And when I die, I don't get a dime of it. Her and my youngins are going to get it. Realistically, it's going to the grandbabies. I know where it's going. They're going to Disney World. I guarantee you. Y'all heard the old story about the little boy crawled up in his granddaddy's lap and he said, "Papa, can you croak like a frog?" He said, "Croak like a frog?" He said, "Yeah, I want you to croak like a frog." He said, "Son, what in the world? You want me to croak like a frog?" He said, "Well, Mama said when you croak, we go into Disney World." Yeah. That's her insurance policy. That's Caroline's insurance policy. It's not mine, but I'm glad when I die, my family will be taken care of. But that don't take care of me. But I'm glad I've got a policy this morning. That won't never cancel, and the rate won't never go up. Somebody say it now, okay. There ain't no fine print that will insure me beyond the grave. I am in good hands. How about you this morning? I just want to say that these hands are a faithful hand. A faithful hand. How did I get this policy? How is it that I know I'm going to heaven when I die and live forever and ever and ever? Because I put my faith in one who can take care of me. Like, that's what you do when you pay a premium on an insurance policy. You're putting your faith in somebody that'll take care of you when you can't. I'm glad I got one that I put my faith in this morning. Let me tell you something this morning. Simply, I told you I'd hurry. I believe in Christ.
Amen.
Let me say it again. I believe in Jesus.
Amen.
I believe He's the answer to all our problems.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes.
I believe He's got exactly what we need this morning. Hey, it's a faithful hand. It was my faith placed in His hand. Here's what I did, Brother Tom. I said, Lord Jesus, I'm taking my life. Hold your hands out. I'm taking my life. Have you put your faith? Put your faith. Listen, I didn't earn my way into these things. I didn't earn my way. I didn't have to pay a premium. All I had to do was just accept what He had already done.
Amen.
Believe. I didn't work my way in. I believed my way in.
Amen.
John 3:16, most quoted verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever saith with Him, believeth in Him, shall have eternal life.
Amen.
Are you listening? The Philippian jailer in Acts, when Paul and Silas sing at midnight, and he came and he said, "Men and sirs, what must I do to be saved?" What did they say? "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
Amen.
How do you get that insurance policy in faith?
Yes.
You got to believe He's who He said He was.
That's right.
That's what differs Christianity from every religion on the face of this earth. Here in a few weeks, what is it, just 2 or 3 weeks away, we'll celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Listen to me, it's not a holiday to me, it's a reality to me that we serve a risen Savior. I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
So, preacher, everybody believes that. No, they don't.
That's right.
I don't think everybody sitting in church really believes that. We've learned to give it lip service, but it's never found a place in our heart. It's a faithful hand. And by the way, when I put my faith in His hand, He became faithful to me. How about that?
Amen.
I'm battling in His hands this morning. He's never let me down one time.
Amen.
Miss Sherry and Ashley sang a minute ago, He never gave up, Brother Charles. There have been days, even since I've been a child of God, that if I'd have been God, I'd have said, you're out.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm glad he never gave up. I'm glad he never said, I'm about done with you. I've gone as far with you as I care to go. I'm glad he just said, hey, just keep coming. Just keep confessing. And I'll keep forgiving. And I'll keep cleaning you up. I'll keep putting you back on your feet again. Thank God he's been faithful to me. Brother Todd and them sing that song, My Redeemer is faithful and true.
Yes, he is.
Serve a faithful God. I got to hurry this morning. It's a faithful hand. I'm going to leave some of this out. But not only is it a faithful hand, but it's the Father's hand.
Amen.
It's the Father's hand. In verse number 28, look at it with me. He said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father.
Praise God.
That's a big deal.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That's a big deal.
Yes, sir.
I might have a little comfort in knowing Brother John is my friend. And he's my insurance agent. I believe I can count on him for whatever I needed. Thank you so much he can do. But when I think about that, I'm in the hand of God. I'm talking about that capital G-O-D. I'm in the hand of God. He said, in my Father's hand.
Amen.
I am being literally held by God the Father. Y'all ain't getting it. That's a big deal. I'm being held by the one who created the heavens and the earth. I'm being held by the one who hung the stars in the space. I'm being held by the one who made the flowers to bloom and the grass to grow and the rains to roll on the ocean and the dew to fall and the rain to fall and the sun to shine and the moon to shine. I'm telling you, I'm in God's hand. People are cracking up everywhere I go. Y'all know what cracking up means? Losing their mind. Having nervous breakdowns and falling apart. Man, we got to realize whose hands we're in.
Amen.
That's right.
It's a faithful hand, but it's a Father's hand. Amen. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Amen.
I'm in good hands.
Amen.
I'm in good hands this morning.
Amen.
Sat with a dear lady yesterday, and she told me her brother had got brainwashed into some kind of cult called Unity. If you hear of it, run.
Amen.
Run. They got a woman preacher who says you don't need no Bible because the majority of it isn't true. And there are literally thousands of ways to get to God. And you don't have to pray because God's in you. Some of the biggest garbage I've ever heard in my life.
That's right.
There's a whole lot of untruths out there.
Yes.
But let me tell you the truth this morning.
Amen.
You can put your life in the hand of God.
Amen.
This morning.
Amen.
And what you do, you'd be amazed at what he'll do.
Amen.
It's a faithful hand, but it's the Father's hand. My hand's not in the hand of some kook preaching some gospel that they made up, or some religion that suits their lifestyle. My hand, my life is in the hands of God. I don't know if I'll live tomorrow, but it's up to Him. If He calls me home, that's fine with me. And you'll be rich. Maybe she'll pay the church off.
Okay.
I tell you, people, she'll be driving something really nice. I'm here to do that. But I'm in good hands this morning. I'm in a faithful hand. I'm in the Father's hand. But listen, not only that, it's a fortified hand.
Yeah.
Verse number 29, he said, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
Praise God.
I mean, Are you in?
Amen.
I wasn't in, I'd get in. And I'm glad once I'm in, I can't get out. I feel sorry for this crowd that goes to bed at night not knowing whether or not they're saved, not knowing whether or not that sin cost them their salvation and eternal life. Listen, there's you a good verse right there on eternal security. I'm glad we don't have to live up and down, in and out, on and off. I'm glad this morning I can know in my heart that if I die today, heaven would be my home. You say, yeah, preacher, what if you sin? It's not a what if. I'm going to sin, and you're going to sin, and I'm not making light of it or excuse of it, but I'm glad that I am in my Father's hands.
Amen.
Not if I keep the law. Thank God Jesus came.
Yes.
Y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to make nobody mad, but I used to watch Jimmy Swaggart on TV. I don't care if you like it or not. That dude could preach. The doctrine wasn't all right.
Yeah.
But he could preach. I love to hear him play that piano and do his thing. But God, can you do it? I mean, he'd play that piano. And he'd preach and lose your salvation. I don't know if you know what he got caught up in, but he didn't lose his.
That's right.
He never once stood up and said, well, I'm going to hell.
That's not a good thing.
Are y'all okay? What I'm asking is, what have you got to do to lose it?
Yeah.
And I'm not bashing Swaggart this morning. I'm just saying I've got a salvation that is not dependent on how I live each and every day. It's dependent on the one who's got a hold of me. It's not whether or not I can hang on to God. It's whether or not God can hang on to me.
Amen.
My salvation was dependent totally on my grip on Him. I'd have slipped a long time ago. Man, when you think about it in the light of your salvation is dependent on His grip on you.
Amen.
That's a big deal.
Amen.
It's a faithful hand. I'm going to quit, Brother Todd. Y'all come. It's a faithful hand. It's the Father's hand. It's a fortified hand. Lastly, it's a future hand.
Amen.
Verse number 28, Brother Charles, he said, I give unto you eternal life.
Yeah.
You ever got mad? And I thought how short life is. As I walked through there, I thought, I'm 53 years old. Right now, I've got good health. I feel pretty good. But Brother John, I ain't far from where they are. Life's shortened. Like I said at the beginning of the message, I'm glad that's not the end. I'm glad when I leave this world, when I breathe that last breath, I'm just starting to live. I just preached the funeral of one of my heroes week before last, Brother B.J. Miller. And I preached about how he lived and how he loved life. He was full of life and fun to be around. But I thought, man, what's his life like now? If he enjoyed and had a great life and a good time here, how much better it is there. Eternal life. Are you in good hands this morning? Is your marriage in good hands? Is your children in good hands?
Amen.
Let me ask you this. Is your soul in good hands? If you died right now, can you conclude this absolutely without a doubt? Tell somebody. It's all right. I know where I'm going. I talked to a man a while back. He said, if you died today, do you know if heaven would be your home? He said, no, sir. I'd go straight to hell. He told me that. He said, I'd go straight to hell, and I know it. Still, he wouldn't get saved. What a thing. How about it this morning? Do you know? I'm in good hands this morning. Are you in good hands? Are you covered? Is your policy paid up? I'm glad mine's paid up.
Yeah.
Let's stand our feet all over the house this morning.